Hello, welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and today we're going to be talking about winter songs, not Christmas songs. Right, Dad?
Right, John.
Yes, there's a difference.
There is a difference. John and I got to talking one day, and we decided, well, you know, there's lots of summer songs.
Sure.
They're like, you know, summer in the city, and summertime, and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And we got to thinking, because of the fact that they are not heard any other time of the year except
during the Christmas season.
That's
right.
Yes.
You know, these songs, they don't actually mention any holiday, any one holiday or another.
No, they don't.
No.
And we got to thinking, well, why do they relegate them to being strictly Christmas time of the year when they're actually winter songs?
Yes, they ought to play the whole season through.
Yeah.
But so many people get tired of them.
Yeah.
Right? Because they played, you know, so much during Christmas.
Oh, right? Isn't that the truth?
Like Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be talking about that one. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Right.
It's a Marshmallow World.
Right.
You know, they're not singing about, the Christmas holiday. They're talking about, you know, how cold it is outside and how much snow there is.
And people just have relegated them to being, you know, stuck in the Christmas season.
Yes. And then as soon as Christmas is done, right, that holiday,
they just
turn them off.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess before we do get into that, do allow me to say that Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedic conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son, John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme or within a specific subject for your listening pleasure and total edification. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them. And thank you very, very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Eckroth Music, Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide, Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public. Okay, so the first song on the list
is
Bobby Helms.
Bobby Helms. It's a song that's been performed by many artists.
Oh.
But Helms' first version was the most popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it ran from, 1957
sure,
to the present.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what, it was recorded in 1957.
Yeah.
Roughly, you know?
Right.
By roughly, was it, it was a hit like a number of times, wasn't it?
Right.
But originally it was recorded in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it's just, you know, been on the charts.
Forevermore.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yes. And I've heard it performed, by other artists. And Dad, you were telling me that there's a guitar player in there that some people, you know, I don't know about, maybe surprised to know.
Well, it surprised me to know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. An electric guitar part of the song is played by a noted guitarist in the jazz realm, Hank Garland.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So he can be heard playing the first notes.
Mm-hmm.
And another group of people that were involved in the production and recording of the song were the Anita Kerr Singers.
Really?
And they were just great backup group. You know, like,
sure,
who would have thought that Hank Garland and the Anita Kerr Singers were part of the Jingle Bell Rock entourage
the
or whatever.
Magical, miraculous, marvelous Jingle Bell Rock.
Right.
Shall we play it?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is Bobby Helms with Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright.
All right, that was Bobby Helms with Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell.
Jingle bell.
Okay.
A jingle bell. Okay, so next, Dad, what's the next one on the list?
Next one on the list, Johnny, is one of my all-time favorite winter songs.
Yeah, winter.
Winter songs. Mm-hmm. And it's, shall we say, that the 1950 recording of Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson.
Yeah, originally.
Originally. Mm-hmm. Was on Decca Records, and it reached Cashbox bestseller chart when re-released in 1952.
Oh, good.
And many artists, of course, have recorded Sleigh Ride.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be talking about two artists specifically who had recorded this song, kind of back to back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you picked Johnny Mathis.
Right.
First. And so why Johnny Mathis?
Because he has the most played most popular vocal version of vocal of Sleigh Ride.
Sure, yeah, with the lyrics.
Yeah.
And so something I had found out, Dad, too, was that, you know, you were talking about how Percy Faith and his orchestra pretty much kind of backed, what, Johnny Mathis on all of his songs.
Right.
Or I guess, like, not every one of his songs, of course, but, you know, like early in his career, right? Especially these Christmas ones.
Oh, yes.
Wintertime, you know, songs for Christmas compilations and albums. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. And they contribute so much to the song, right?
Like
the sound of horses clopping, right? Clip clopping,
right?
You know, and a horse whinnying with like a trumpet, you know, the
yes.
So doesn't it just take you there?
Oh, it does.
Right?
Yeah.
To like a sleigh ride.
Yep.
Okay. Shall we listen to Johnny Mathis?
Let's listen to first Johnny Mathis and the most popular vocal rendition of Sleigh Ride.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you hoo. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
Okay, so that was Johnny Mathis, right, with his rendition, his most popular, right, vocal rendition
of Sleigh Ride.
Yes, and now we're going to play The Ventures, performing an instrumental version of Sleigh Ride.
Yes, and the thing that I always thought was neat was The Ventures were probably one of the most popular rock and roll, for lack of a better term.
Or guitar.
Right? Or guitar albums that were available on the market. And when they came out with a Christmas album, it was just, my goodness, The Ventures did a Christmas album.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Did The Shadows ever do a Christmas album?
Not to my knowledge.
Wow. So that's where The Ventures have them beat then.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, shall we listen to The Ventures then?
Let's do it. Uh-huh.
Okay. So this is The Ventures with Sleigh Ride.
A good version of Sleigh Ride.
Mm-hmm. That's rocking.
That's rocking. Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Now, we're moving right along and enjoying every minute of it because, like I say, we want you to look at the music aspect of these songs from winter, not Christmas, and see if you can say, oh, yeah. There's no mention of Christmas in that song.
Yeah. And a person could perhaps continue to listen to it after Christmas.
Right.
You know, continue to enjoy it. Like this
song.
Like this song by Bing Crosby.
This one by Bing Crosby is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The White World of Winter by Hoagy Carmichael, actually wrote it.
And that's great.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people know who Hoagy Carmichael is, like nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Heart and Soul.
Right.
You know? was like, I bring that up to people. It's like, he wrote that one. It's huge in Stardust, right? He wrote
right.
that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when Bing Crosby came out with White World of Winter, I remember I was a DJ at the time, and I thought, oh, it's not part of an album.
Sure.
And it wasn't. It was just a 45 Simple. RPM record little release.
Sure.
Called White World of Winter. And I thought, oh, this song has got potential up the yin-yang.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, just how it begins, you know.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. It just lifts your spirits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. You know, and so was that in like 1965?
Yeah, about then.
About then? Mm-hmm. You know, when you were had that job?
Yep.
Okay, shall we play it?
Let's play it.
Okie dokie. This is The White World of Winter by Bing Crosby.
In this wonderful white world of winter, darling, we'll have a wonderful time. First we'll ride side by side through the hinter and rondelay to the sleigh bell's merry chime. Then we'll ski.
Okay, that was The White World of Winter by Bing Crosby. That was a lot of W's too, wasn't it?
And a lot of W's. But I tell you, that is a real feel-good song.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You know? Gosh, you just start tapping your your toes to it, you know?
Right.
Gosh, here we got to move on to the next song.
Yeah.
And the next song is Winter Wonderland by Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. And I think it's really great, Dad, that you picked this sort of version of this song out of like, what, the 200?
Oh, 200 recordings.
Yeah, whoa. Yeah,
by, of course, 200 different artists.
Yes.
Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett recorded the song together as an iTunes exclusive single.
Oh, nice. So this is another single then?
This is another single, not part of a compilation.
Yeah. Or one of the albums. Didn't they make two albums together?
They did, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, and that was great seeing him, I suppose, at his last performance.
That was, yeah.
You know, and he remembered her. Yeah, he remembered who that was, you know, because he had sort of memory issues.
Right.
But yeah, that really touched her heart, you know, that they worked so closely together. Just knew, hey, it's you, you know. Golly, could he sing, you know?
Yeah.
I think some people think that crooners aren't singers, and I must disagree.
Oh, yeah. Tony Bennett could sing.
Yes, yes. Shall we play this one then?
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Winter Wonderland.
A beautiful sight, happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
That was Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga with Winter Wonderland. And now we're moving on to another song that is not a Christmas song.
Right.
Okay. It's by Dean Martin.
Yes.
It's called A Marshmallow World.
Now, that's a good sounding winter song because marshmallows are white.
Yes.
And they're puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And
just like snow.
Yeah, just like snow.
Just like snow.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and I do believe... So, Dad, you were going to have on this list... Dean Martin singing Baby It's Cold Outside.
Right.
You know, but you picked Dolly Parton and Rod Stewart. I guess I'm skipping ahead a little bit in the list, but you know, and then you selected this one because his rendition of A Marshmallow World, you know, seems to be the, you know, sort of top.
Right.
Even though there have been other versions of the song.
Yes.
You know, and yeah, in there, it's not saying, you know, it's a marshmallow world because of Christmas, you know, it's a marshmallow world because it's white. And as you said, fluffy and puffy. Right?
Right.
Like it's whipped cream.
Yeah.
Does it mention that?
As was said by people who recorded it or sang it or whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
It's about winter and is commonly regarded as a Christmas song.
Sure.
in the Northern Hemisphere, although the lyrics make no mention of the holiday. Not a bit.
Yep. So it's probably, again, on some of those compilations.
Right.
You know, or it gets just sort of shelved or put away. Right.
Once, I'll put this away with the Christmas ones.
Put that away right away or something like that. And people don't actually enjoy it.
Right.
You know, and how this, the singer, you know, I guess Dean Martin is waiting the whole year round. Right.
Right.
Just for this season, just for this time. Right. When the whole world's a marshmallow world. Shall we listen to it?
Let's listen to it.
Okie dokie. So this is Dean Martin with A Marshmallow World.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze.
Oh, that was good. I tell you, I'm ready for a dosage of a little bit of Ella Fitzgerald. Does that sound?
I think that's doable. Yeah. Since you told me to collect a song by her and and Louis Armstrong.
And his orchestra. Yeah, they had another of the same ilk of song that we're talking about. That again refers to oodles of wintertime things.
Sure,
but not one mention of Christmas.
No, not one overt, right, mention to that holiday.
Right.
And you and I had been discussing, Dad, while talking about this song, you know, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
Okay, right.
That's the song by Irving Berlin. Maybe that's why some people, I guess, lump it in with Christmas songs, because what was his, right? Big Christmas.
White Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. To say big, I mean, it's like colossal, right?
Right?
Global sort of hit. White Christmas.
You know? Right.
And maybe that's why some people just consider this one a Christmas song.
I could go, you know, repeat artist after artist artist,
yeah,
big band after big bands that recorded this song.
Sure.
You know?
It's become a sort of standard, you know, but it's not a Christmas standard. It's a winter
standard.
It seems like we have to make the case for each one of these.
Yes.
Each one of these songs, right?
Right.
You have to let the judge know, you know, hey, get the jury, right?
Hey, it's a winter song.
It's a winter song, not a Christmas song. Hey. And so, yeah, this is Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. And gosh, are they just hot. They are cooking in this version. Shall we play it?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So this is I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm.
That was Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong with I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
Yowza, yowza.
Yep. And you've got these songs to keep you warm.
Yes.
And the next song on the list is Baby, It's Cold Outside. Okay. And the artist that we have, I suppose, performing it is Dolly Parton and Rod Stewart.
I think that's a combination that... only you could have come up with.
Oh, really? I think you may have just said, like, hey, we need this, you know, on the list. You know, and I just found one. And it's kind of like, oh, I'll just go with Dolly Parton. And, you know, because it's kind of like, yeah, we've heard. And not to say that it ever gets boring. Mm-hmm. You know, a song that won the 1950, right, Academy Award.
Right.
For Best Original Song. You know, it doesn't get boring.
No.
You know, but yeah, we've heard the Dean Martin and is it Marilyn Maxwell sort of version.
Right.
Quite a few times.
It was kind of funny that the song was written as a hint for the people to leave at a party that they threw at the Navarro Hotel in New York City.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Now, who's they, Dad?
It's a combination of Frank Lesser.
The guy who wrote the song.
Right. And Lynn Garland.
Yes, his wife. Right. And apparently they sang that to let people know.
It's time to leave.
Go home. And apparently they became pretty popular in parlors and stuff.
Boy, like that. Did they ever. Yeah, they got invited to some of the best parties on the basis of having this song in their repertoire.
Oh, wow.
In other words, hey, people, it's time to leave.
And yeah, here's the notification. Here's the alert.
Or right.
Here's the warning or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so shall we listen to the song?
Let's listen to Baby, It's Cold Outside.
It's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
Been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful. Watch
and
your
my
hurry.
Father will be pacing the
just
floor.
Just listen to that.
There it is. Baby, it's cold outside.
Boy.
I'll tell you. Let's find ourselves another winter song.
Sure. Yes, not Christmas.
Yes.
Winter.
Winter.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites is, of course, I guess you could call it something that I had old feelings about as just a great, not pop song, but Broadway type song.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, because my favorite things is what we're referring to.
Okay.
From the musical, The Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, to me, the ultimate Broadway type song.
Oh, okay. See, I still have not seen The Sound of Music.
Okay.
Neither, like, on the stage, mm-hmm. you know, or the film, like
right.
the 1965 film.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about now, like Julie Andrews' version of My Favorite Things.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people think because it's played around Christmas time, because the song mentions, right, sleigh bells.
Snowflakes.
Yeah. And silver white winters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it doesn't mention Christmas.
Right.
You know, and so, yeah. So this song, Dad, did it move you? Or I guess the musical, right, by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
You know, we talked about a song previously on your show here. You know, Edelweiss.
Yes.
Yes. We talked about Edelweiss.
Yes.
You know, and so was this song in there, you know, pretty, you know, touching?
Pretty touching,
oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh. That's good. See, again, I haven't seen it. So right. I'm just going off of, you know, what you have seen, mm-hmm. what you have heard. I know Julie Andrews. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
You know, quite a singer. Quite a magnificent singer, you know, mm-hmm. and performer.
Right.
You know?
It's not what I would call a tearjerker song or a touching
not.
Song.
Yeah, I've heard the song.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's kind of uplifting, as a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
To hear these are a few of my favorite things.
Yeah, when life gets kind of bad or
yep.
maybe down or sad,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yep.
I think of these things and then I don't feel so bad.
Yep.
Is that the cue to play
that's
the song?
It. Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is My Favorite Things by Julie Andrews.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog
okay, that was My Favorite Things by Julie Andrews from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical,
The Sound of Music.
Yes. And so now we're moving on to a song that... Only, I guess, suddenly I have found out is pretty big in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yes.
During their winter months of like June, right, July and August.
Very true. Uh-huh. And it's just mind-boggling to me to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
that, my goodness, somebody, you know, plays it other than Christmas.
Yeah, they get it.
Yeah.
Right? They get it, that it's right. a winter song, not a Christmas song.
Right.
And we're talking about Frank Sinatra's version of Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Right.
Yes.
It was written by Jules Stein and Sammy Kahn, and it was recorded, actually, in Hollywood, California, during a heat wave.
Well, yes. Yeah. You know, I had been thinking, like, that gave birth to another sort of those type of conditions.
Right.
Right? Just it being just so hot outside gave birth to another song, which is considered a Christmas song. I mean, the Christmas mm-hmm. song.
Right.
That's what it's called, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, by Mel Torme. Mm-hmm. He was really warm, and he just started writing, you know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, right. frost nipping at your nose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Brenda Lee, the same thing.
Oh.
She had, when she went in to record her, shall we say, famous Christmas song.
Sure.
I will use that term because it is a Christmas song.
Yeah, that
song.
One's a Christmas song.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Mm-hmm.
The studio people turned on the air conditioners full blast. and fans and
sure, yeah.
pictures of snow.
Uh-huh.
And she said she about froze to death recording it.
Oh, goodness. And wasn't she about 13 years old?
13 years old. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. only recently did it go to number one.
Right.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
That is.
Okay. Shall we play Frank Sinatra's?
Let's play Frank Sinatra's version of Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The
fire. All right, that was Frank Sinatra with Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, right? Especially in New Zealand this summer.
Yes.
Let it snow then, I guess, for our summer.
For hours upon end.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all day, every day.
Right.
Okay, so the last song on the list, Dad, is by the Ronettes. And it's called Frosty the Snowman.
Now, there is a good rendition of Frosty the Snowman. Mm-hmm. I really like the Ronettes version of it because it was, of course, recorded in Phil Spector's...
The Wall of Sound.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of, shall we say, done in order to continue the string of hits of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
And then came Frosty the Snowman.
A year later. Like, Rudolph was first. So
right.
That probably would have been, if I think Gene Autry, didn't he record Frosty the Snowman?
Right.
Yeah. First in like 1950.
Mm-hmm.
So then Rudolph would have been the year before, so 1949.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And so, yeah, that sort of novelty, that kind of Christmas novelty song.
Exactly.
You know? And so, yeah, it's about kids finding a magical hat, mm-hmm. right, putting it on Frosty's head, and then he comes to life. And nowhere in the song, you know, listeners have heard us say this
right. Right,
about other songs. Nowhere in the song do they mention
Christmas.
Christmas.
Right.
Now, I did hear on the radio a version from the, I think, TV movie. Where Frosty sings, like, it's being sung by Jimmy Durante.
Okay.
You know, Frosty the Snowman.
Mm-hmm.
And then Frosty sings at the end of the song, I'll be back on Christmas Day. So that was just in the TV movie.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that wasn't in the original sort of
recording.
Composition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they mentioned Christmas there, but, you know, yeah, it's not a Christmas song. And apparently it's supposed to take place in New York.
Yes.
Wow. You know, and imagine a lot of us just see, I don't know, envision Frosty running down, you know, the sidewalk or down the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
In our hometowns or something like that. But no,
right.
It's supposed to take place in New York.
Yeah. White Plains, New York.
Oh, yes. Yeah. To be specific.
Mm-hmm.
So shall we play it?
Yes. Let us do that.
Okay. So this is Frosty the Snowman by the Ronettes.
Oh,
Okay, so if you've enjoyed this episode of this podcast, you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider and search for Davey B's Hit Song Vault and listen to this series there. Oh, it's time to go, Dad.
Already?
Yes, there's the music, like snowmen, like Frosty. We're going to melt away.
We're going to melt away.
And be gone.
Goodness.
So that was Winter Songs for you. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, yes, thank you, Dad. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Well, it's a cheater who pays.